Less than a week ago, Mike Brown, an unarmed African-American teenager, was shot and killed by police in Ferguson, Missouri. It's just the latest in a string of incidents involving black teens and cops that have been making headlines recently, often with tragic outcomes. In this episode of the StoryCorps podcast, we'll look back at an incident that happened in 2009. Alex Landau was a college student when he was severely beaten by Denver police officers after a traffic stop. Alex is African American. He was adopted by a white couple and grew up in the largely white, middle-class suburbs of Denver. At StoryCorps, Alex and his mother, Patsy Hathaway, talked about how Alex's race has influenced his life and what happened that night when police pulled him over. Before we begin, you should know this story contains graphic imagery and strong language.
I was about 4 years old, and a little girl on the playground came up to me and said, "Not all white kids like to play with black kids." You grabbed her and told her, "You don't talk to my son like that."
Yeah. The one that hurt me the most. You were 8 years old and outside on a really very hot day, covered from head to toe with a long sleeve shirt. And I didn't understand why you were dressed like that. And you said, because you didn't want your skin to get any darker.
We never talked about race growing up. I just don't think that was ever a conversation.
I thought that love would conquer all and skin color really didn't matter. I had to learn the really hard way when they almost killed you.
Yeah. I was 19 years old. I had picked up a friend and I noticed that we had red and blue lights behind us. We were being pulled over. The officer explained I had made an illegal left turn and to step out of the car. So I get out of the car first. He pats me down and then he goes around to the passenger side and pulls my friend Addison out of the car.
Addison is white.
Yeah, Addison is white. And he had some weed in his coat pocket. So he gets placed in handcuffs. I figure that everything's okay. I'm not in handcuffs. I've already been patted down. Plus, there's three officers on the scene. And I had never had a negative interaction with police in my life. So I ask them, "Can I please see a warrant before you continue the search?" And they grab me and begin to hit me in the face. I could hear Addison in the background yelling, "Stop, leave him alone." I was hit several times, and I remember gasping for air and spitting and blood flying across the grass. And then I hear an officer shout out, "He's reaching for a gun." I immediately started yelling, "No, I'm not. I'm not reaching for anything." And I remember an officer say, "If he doesn't calm down, we're going to have to shoot him." I could feel the gun pressed to my head. I expected to be shot. And at that point, I lost consciousness. I woke up to a multitude of officers just standing around me laughing. One officer was like, "Where's that warrant now, you f***ing nigger?" It took 45 stitches to close up the lacerations in my face alone. How did it feel when you got the call that I was in jail?
I was in the middle of teaching a second grade class. All she said was, "You'd better come see about your son." She didn't say anything about what kind of shape you were in.
What about when you finally saw me?
All I remember is involuntarily screaming.
That was the first time I had cried the entire time I had been in there. And it wasn't my injuries that hurt. It was just seeing how it devastated you.
My whole worldview changed that night.
Yeah. For me, it was the point of awakening to how the rest of the world is going to look at you. I was just another black face in the streets. And I was almost another dead black male.
That's Alex Landau with his mother, Patsy Hathaway, in Aurora, Colorado. When EMTs arrived on the scene the night that Alex was beaten, he refused medical treatment until someone took photos of his injuries. We've posted those photos on our website, storycorps.org, and just to warn you, they're not for the faint of heart. In 2011, Alex was awarded a $795,000 settlement by the city of Denver. Two of the officers involved in the incident have since been fired from the Denver police for other uses of excessive force. For the StoryCorps podcast, I'm Michael Garofalo. Thanks for listening.
All StoryCorps interviews are archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress, and you can hear StoryCorps each Friday on NPR's Morning Edition. Major support for StoryCorps comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and through donations from listeners like you. Help keep us going. Become a StoryCorps member today. Find out how and learn about member benefits at StoryCorps.org.